U.S. meat market. Poultry demand supports quarterly results at Tyson Foods. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM, the 4th of February 2026. Springdale rising demand for poultry meat helped U.S. group Tyson Foods deliver better than expected results in the past quarter, even though its beef business came under significant pressure. U.S. meat processor Tyson Foods was able to close its latest quarter with a surprisingly positive result. The company benefited primarily from increased demand for poultry products, while high raw material costs and declining sales volumes weighed down the beef segment. Tyson's revenue rose by 5.1% to US$14.31 billion, exceeding revenue expectations of US$14.09 billion. Adjusted earnings per share came in at US$0.97, also beating forecasts of US$0.94. According to Tyson Foods, record prices for U.S. cattle were responsible for the strained situation in the beef segment. The U.S. cattle herd fell to its lowest level in 75 years last year due to prolonged drought, animal diseases, and trade restrictions. Tyson said that the cost of purchasing slaughter cattle rose by US$850 million year-on-year in the past quarter. As a result, prices in the beef segment increased by 17.2%, while volumes declined by 7.3%. The division reported an adjusted operating loss of US$143 million, compared with a profit of US$6 million in the same period last year. Chief Executive Donnie King said the company was currently facing significant challenges in its beef business. Management was analyzing the situation and seeking solutions beyond factors it could directly control. In November, Tyson had already announced the closure of a deboning and processing facility in Nebraska. A plant in Texas is also affected by a reduction in production capacity. By contrast, the poultry business developed more steadily in the past quarter. Revenues rose by 3.7%, although adjusted operating profit declined to US$459 million from US$471 million a year earlier. Tyson sees further potential in the poultry market. Chief Operating Officer Devin Cole said consumers were increasingly opting for more affordable protein options. CEO King added that demand for poultry was likely to benefit from persistently tight cattle supplies, which the company expects to remain constrained until at least 2027.